PPP's flag bearer Park Wisin Dum is on the campaign trail, explaining to the people why the party should be voted into power in the December elections. The party's deputy communications director Samuel Ampa tells Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekpe that Dr. Indum told the people of Bono Ahafo in Western Regions that a PPP government will return the management of mission schools to the churches. Mr. Ampa spoke on the party's manifesto.
All summarized in four thematic areas. What we call giving attention to education, to health, jobs, and incorruptible leadership and competence.
And exactly what is Dr. Park Wisin Dum intending to achieve in brief?
What the PPP political platform is talking about in terms of education is the three continuous compulsory education, that is from kindergarten to senior high school. We are also looking in terms of health, what we call preventable diseases, that is the malaria, the cholera, the dysentery, we want to eradicate it from the country. And then the issue to do with jobs. Everywhere we have gone to, if you ask any young man or any young woman that what is his immediate need, the person will tell you that I need jobs. And to continue, when you talk about incorruptible leadership, the problem that we have has to do with leadership. If we have leadership that will ensure that we wipe away corruption in this country. So these are the areas that the PPP political platform is looking at.
Mr. Ampar, my understanding here is that Dr. Indum is on the road preaching this gospel to the people. What is the impact so far?
It's been very positive. You know, the Progressive People's Party is the newest party in Ghana, I mean currently, and that we are going around talking to our people, strategizing with our people, getting them equipped to assist us to win this election. Doctor started from Siani, where he met the Catholic teachers trainees. He told the people, actually, he assured them that when he becomes president of Ghana, we'll return to all churches, the schools that were taken away. He thinks that currently the morale, when the churches were managing these schools, you could see that the standard was high. Currently, most of these schools, their standards are falling. And then he compared the two other candidates, that's President Mahama and Nana Akufo-Addo, that he stands tall.
Mr. Ampa, what is next for Dr. Indum on his tour?
Dr. Indum is meeting the Trade Union Congress to talk about what the Progressive People's Party, when voted into power, will have for the Trade Union Congress. The Progressive People's Party will be opening its new ultra-modern office right here in Accra, and then it will continue over the weekend to Elmina, and then we will continue to the Upper West region.
PPP's Deputy Communications Director Samuel Ampa talking to Rebecca Epe.